email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 for your long weekend texts. Absolutely beautiful, Breedine. That's from Breedine's friends at Juniper Bar in Sligo. And the performance I saw of the Dawn Chorus with Stephen Ray was from the Juniper Barn in Sligo. On Freckles the dog, that's the Pavlovian response in that dog and a lot of numbers. When the woman pauses in her counting, the dog picks up the cue and howls. Oh, is that what's happening? Freckles.
47, 46, 45, 44, 43.
She didn't pause there. I didn't hear a pause. Yeah. Ray, my four dogs now barking at the radio. Yeah, that's what happens. Sorry about that. And PJ, would you please wish Brian Dobson a happy retirement? A true gentleman, that he is. And thanks for that, PJ. Now, we are looking for two of you to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in our long weekend whodunit quiz. and a great prize this week. It's a two-night stay for two people at the Galmont Hotel and Spa in Galway. It's overlooking Galway Bay and Loch Atalia as well. And loads of things to do down there. You'll stay in a deluxe sea view room. You'll get dinner on one evening in Marina's restaurant, and you can use their award-winning Spirit One Spa. You can have a cocktail in Cooper's Bar and Lounge, and you can use the hotel as a base to explore everything that Galway City has to offer. And you might venture further afield out to Connemara or the Wild Atlantic Way. TheGalmont.com. And thanks to everybody there for helping us out this week. TheGalmont.com. Here is your qualifying question on this Friday afternoon. Which UK TV show announced it's returning for one more episode? Is it Gavin and Stacey or Bridget and Eamon? Which UK TV show announced it's returning for one more episode? Gavin and Stacey or Bridget and Eamon? 0818 715 925. That's 0818 715 925. Which brings us nicely along to our Limerick studio and Bernard O'Shea.
Hello, Dublin. Limerick calling. Do you hear us, Dublin? Come here, very quickly, right? I don't want to.
No, go on. You've loads of time. Don't be too quick.
I was listening to the cover, that amazing cover, yes. Right? But you played a song when you were DJing at the top of the show, right? Right. I'd say they're banging the doors and going, "Oh my God, Radio 1, you're like a dance house music." And George Harrison, I yes. got my mind set on yes. you. That's a cover. Did you know that?
I didn't, but you're going to tell me about it now, because there are covers that people don't know are covers.
Well, that is one of them. Right. And it was recorded in 1962. I just Googled it. Noel Gallagher did a kind of a show on BBC years ago, and he did a show where he just did covers, and that came up, and it was like, it's kind of an R&B hit. But I was driving home really late last night. I had the radio on, but I turned on to Spotify for a quick second
yes,
only.
Of course.
And this song came on that basically I knew that my sisters never stopped playing in the 1980s, right? Which was Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
but it was
cover.
Cover. It's yes, a cover. Yes, 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 I didn't know that.
Here's another one which will surprise you. Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Now,
cover.
I don't want to burst your bubble. But
you knew that. Okay.
I did know that. But okay. Wasn't it guys just only want to have
was
fun?
Was it? Here, right, last one then on this.
Go on. You have to surprise me now.
I Go to Sleep by The Pretenders.
Okay.
Cover.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, yeah. Because I'll tell you how I know. Because Peggy Lee was singing it on Baby Reindeer when I was watching it the other night.
Ah.
So there.
Good.
So I did. I won that one, did I? Did I win that one?
Not everything's a competition. That's what I say. That's what my wife says to her daughter. Not everything's a competition.
No, well, I was at this exact chat with my son last night. He was saying how competitive he was. And I told him that I was more competitive than him. we had a competition about being competitive.
Classic. Who motivates the motivator?
Yeah. So how are you, Bernard? You've done us not a detox, digital detox as such, but a fast.
Yeah, well, so this study came out. It's been a massive thing in the States for the last year, and you would have seen it a lot on social media. So the detox kind of, I suppose, coming off social media complete, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for most things, actually, whether it's sugar or whether it's the old pints. Like, if you completely go away from it, it doesn't. So it's basically digital fasting now is the thing.
Right.
So the whole concept, basically, is that you try and fast away from your phone. Because I heard you talk about your phone. Thank God, because I thought I was going crazy. Because if you think your phone is bad, I have 7 alarms on my phone and they're not going off. So
they're not going off,
so
right,
you,
okay.
You, Ray, have actually done some public service to me. I'm not losing my mind.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, no, it's common enough with iPhone users, yeah. Seemingly. They haven't explained why yet, but I'm sure they will deal with it.
So basically, you try, what I did was, I saw this kind of digital fasting, and what I said, right, okay, well, look, I'm not going to be able to do that, or am I? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I started going, do you know what, I don't need this. Even now, you're talking about the kids. The kids are always saying, oh, Dad, you're always on your phone. You're always on your phone. It's like, oh, God, yeah. When they're noticing it. And, like, you know, and the, like, I see my youngest picks up, like, a brick and he goes, look, it's me, it's Daddy. And he's pretending he's on the phone. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I need to. Right. So what I did was I stopped for about 8 hours during the day. Right.
Okay, so, I see now. So you're not fasting, it's not full off. It's yes, right.
And what happened was unusual enough, because I always watch YouTube videos going to bed. I know I shouldn't. The light will melt my brain and all that. But I kind of felt when I was going to bed, I was going, no, I don't want to waste my lovely sleep time on YouTube videos. So if you can fast as opposed to completely detox, apparently this is
how
the
long
new
did you do it for?
I'm still doing it.
Oh, you're still doing it. Yeah, and it's 8 hours a day. And is it the same 8 hours every day? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, hold on. Can I throw up a caveat here? Because my wife, if she's listening to this, going, this is BS, right?
Yes, right.
I still have to check my WhatsApp.
Of course, yes.
And my messages and answer the phone. But I don't go on, here's the thing, right? I say I don't go on Instagram, but I use Instagram now for messaging. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like...
Right.
It's so many message services. There's WhatsApp, then people get in contact you with on Instagram, then there's Facebook messaging, then there's, it's like, I remember going to Mass years ago and it used to be like a letter from St. Paul to the Romans. Like that was like, he sent it to an entire city. It's just like one message, that's it, get it or don't. You know, I had no address for this letter, I'm just sending it to the Romans, right? And it's like, now we have all these message services. Yeah. So sometimes I have to go on. But yeah, and actually what it does is, it makes me then kind of really enjoy the stuff I was watching on YouTube, like car videos. And actually, I watched The Overlap this week again with, I don't know if you know The
I've
Overlap.
I've seen it, yeah, Roy Keane.
Yes,
and yes,
it's
yeah,
brilliant.
It's
I love that.
It's very enjoyable.
But yeah. did you see this week where Gary Neville said he watches Kin?
We played a clip. I didn't see it, but we played a clip to say that he watches Kin. And Roy Keane hasn't seen it, but he's going away to see it. And then they started talking about Peaky Blinders. And of course, Kin isn't like Peaky Blinders. But anyway, that's a different.
Yeah. I'm trying to get them to watch Bridget and
Bridget and Eamon, yeah. How many seasons of Bridget and Eamon did you do?
That is a good question. We did... We did 3.
Wow.
4. Yeah. No, sorry, we did 4.
Right.
We did 4, yeah.
Yourself
yeah, yeah.
And Jennifer Zamparelli.
Was she
Jennifer Zamparelli back then?
Good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
It's not an important question.
50-50.
Right, 50-50, yeah. Just before we move on to your lying on the floor and hugging trees, yeah. I just want to point people towards a book and a man. His name is Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. I think that's how you pronounce it. Anyway, he's a scientist in the States. He has a new book out called The Anxious Generation, and he's dealing with all... digital, you know, teenagers, how it's affecting them, all that sort of thing. He's very good. He has all the science behind it. I saw him on a podcast with this guy, Rich Roll, is it? Anyway, he knows it all, because there's a lot of faffing around that, and people are going, they're very vague. This man has all the actual scientific research and the figures, and he knows what he's talking about. And on top of that, he has a 14-year-old daughter, so he has skin in the game. Anyway, Jonathan, H-A-I-D-T. Now, you're lying on the floor. Why are you lying on the floor?
I'm lying on the floor right now. Is there cameras in the Limerick studio? Is there cameras here? No, there isn't. Yeah, I'm lying on the floor right now, Ray. Can you hear me?
Yes,
So, look, I write these articles for The Examiner, and I basically delve into the influencers online and everything that's going online digitally in terms of health and well-being. And when there's one that comes along like lying on the floor that basically I don't have to go out and buy something or spend 3 weeks drinking garlic water, I go, oh my God, manna from heaven, right? So, there's again, as you said, there's so much research about floor time, right? So if you look at kids, right, and I know I spoke about this, I'm not going to go into it again, but it does my freaking head in. My kids, they come in and straight away the shoes go flying, and they take off their shoes.
Right.
I don't know where this has come from. I don't know why it's come. It does my head in, because the next morning they're going, where's my shoes? Of course, I'm the commander of your shoes, yeah. Right? But the idea is that kids will naturally sit on the floor and they will want their feet to hit whatever surface they want, right?
Oh, okay.
And
right.
It's a comfort thing. And right. It also brings down the heart rate, right? So lying on the floor, now if you've fallen down or something, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
But if you lie down on the floor, so I'm lying on the floor now, right?
Right.
Right. And if you get the end, especially I have a curved back and I have the owl hunch, the digital hunch, you know. So, but if you can get your spine to push down into the floor, any floor, right?
Right?
And bring your knees up, right?
Yeah.
And then, so you breathe in. Breathe in now, Ray. Are you lying on the floor?
I am, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You breathe in, right? And you pull your, I suppose it's your diaphragm, your stomach in, push it against the floor, and then just breathe out. And you will feel, right, you'll feel your kind of back stretch out and you start looking up in the sky, right? It's just, and it is like a meditation. It's more like the reset button. Do you remember on Windows? Do you remember?
Can I ask, what's the difference between lying on the floor and lying on your bed or the sofa?
Good question, right? There's no television generally where the sofa is on your bed. So you're concentrating, looking up straight.
Right.
But basically, your bed is a softer...
So this is a hard surface.
It is a hard surface because you want to get your shoulders... you want to get your shoulders pressed back and your spine on the ground. Now, when I actually was doing with Dancing with the Stars, I did it with a guy called Rob Heffernan, and he's an Olympic medalist.
Yeah.
And he got me and a few others up against the wall. And he said, look, up against the wall, put your arms out like kind of like as goalposts and see how many of you can actually put your arms and elbows and hands against a wall. Only one or two of us could actually do it.
Right, I'm going to try that for you.
Okay,
I'm going back now to the wall. What do you want me to do?
So stand straight against the wall. This is what he got me to do. Stand straight against the wall.
Okay,
put your arms straight out like a la crucifix. Right? Bring your hands in so you're making a kind of a H or a kind of a goalpost, right? Now, is your back of your palms and your shoulders touching the wall?
The wire isn't long enough on my headphones. Sorry.
Well, that was Darcy!
That's the truth. The wire isn't long enough. Sorry about that. I'll try it some other time.
So I couldn't believe it. I was going, this is
so what
nuts.
Does that say about you then?
Your posture's is
right.
Not the
okay,
best,
right.
You know?
So lying on the floor. Hugging trees. I didn't put you down as a tree hugger.
No. Look, what happened was, when I did the lying on the floor thing, about 2 years ago, I did the earthing thing, which is, I have to say, if you're stressed out to the limit this bank holiday weekend, here's a great tip. Take off your shoes and socks.
You're right.
Find a field and walk around.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Barefoot. Right. Yeah, big fan of that. Yeah.
I am the most, you know, I see all this stuff about, earthing this and that. And I go, this is BS, right? I do it. It works. It actually works.
Yes.
Right? And I, the science is positive, negative, charged. There's actually electricity in the ground and your body.
Okay. So,
and your feet, if you can find, you'll definitely find a few fields of grass that haven't been cut for silage yet. And run through it, and it's amazing. Now, to leave your clothes on, just take off your shoes.
Be careful as well. Be careful. Like, I run around UCD in my bare sometimes, but they're manicured, you know, playing fields.
Right,
I'm sure that I'm not going to encounter any.
Bullocks.
No, glass.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So the idea came from that. So we were in Emo Court. I would say to people, this bank holiday weekend, you should go to Emo Court.
Yes.
Go to all of Leash.
County Leash. Yeah.
But, and, my daughter said, this a couple of weeks ago, she says, oh, look, there's the tree your sister hugs. I was going, what are you talking? And I went, oh, yeah. So about a couple of years ago, my sister, who does not know she's a hippie, but she's an absolute out-and-out hippie, right? She doesn't realise this. And we were there, and my daughter was small. She was only about 4 or 5. And she said, Daddy, Marion's hugging the trees, right? Now, I don't know if you're allowed to hug them, right? And she said, oh, no, I feel great after I hug a tree. And I said to her, you're a tree hugger. And she says, what? Like a tree hugger. And she never heard the phrase tree hugger, right? I was going, no, it's a phrase from the 50s and 60s that would slag off hippies, basically. Mm. You're a tree hugger. So we were up the last time, and I said, I start hugging the tree. And I started hugging the tree going, maybe I'm dirt poor of affection and nobody has hugged me for a while. But I kind of felt, oh my God, this feels amazing. It's a hug that you just kind of, it just felt great. And all the kids started hugging the tree, laughing, thinking. But I was like going, no, you go on, run around there for a while for a bit. I'll just start talking
Daddy
to
wants
this tree.
To hug the tree.
So that's my tip for the weekend. Lie on the floor, take your shoes and socks off, run around a field and hug a tree.
Right, okay. I've never hugged a tree. I don't think I've ever hugged a tree.
What? There's beautiful trees in RTE there,
yes,
Ray.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You should go out and hug a few of them.
Right now.
Go now. Bring the microphone. See how long it retreats. Bring in a shrub.
I don't think it's the same for shrubs. Is it?
Doesn't work for shrubs. Doesn't work for shrubs.
No, you need a good old trunk, don't you, to get your arms around. Yeah.
There's so many innuendos going around the place now, Ray, so I don't know where to go here.
Well, let's change the subject. You're on tour. It's September, is it? I'm looking at
it. I am actually nipping down to West Kerry this weekend.
Right. So whereabouts in West Kerry?
I am going to Dingle, and would you believe it, if my father was alive, he'd be going, "You're going to Lisbol," because he's from Annascaul. I'm going to Lisbol and I'm going to Dingle. But I have my car etiquette practiced and ready. I have my little hand up. You have to wave when you go down there to everybody in case I'm related to them. So once I go past Tralee, I just wave to everybody.
Lisbol,
in case.
Just so you know, you probably have this already, but Lisbol, I don't know if they're exact residents or natives of Lisbol, but definitely within sort of a mile of Lisbol, Micheál Ó Muirchertach.
Yes.
Sister Stan.
Oh.
Yeah. And the other thing is they have this annual competition where they run up a hill. Down in Lisbol.
Is that the All Ireland or something?
No, it's I don't know what it is. It's just
the annual running up a hill in Lisbol.
Ask anybody about it.
I'll ask them if I get on stage tomorrow night. I think where am I? Tonight's Dingle. Tomorrow night. Yeah. If I get on stage tomorrow night in Lisbol and say, "So guys, who's run?" And there's blank stares. I'll call you.
No, and the other thing is there's a man, and we spoke to him on the radio. There was a potato competition recently in that neck of the woods, and a Lisbol man won it.
Of course, sure, there's a fix.
So there's no charge, and you're welcome. So West Kerry, Dingle, Lisbol, and then in September you're obviously Greystones, the Hawkswell in Sligo, the Central in Navan. You're all over the place.
I'm everywhere through October. I'm like plastic. I'm everywhere.
Do you have a website, Bernard
O'Shea? I do. It's BernardO'Shea.ie.
Great, you're enjoying being back on the road.
I am. I love it. Do you know what? Like, there was a while there, I just, in my head, I thought, you know, I'm done and dusted. And now I'm back and I'm loving it. Yeah, and I love going around and going to gigs and, you know, and I know nothing else, Ray.
You know nothing else. Right. There's one weekend song I forgot to play. See if you can tell me who's singing this.
Lulu.
You're right. Well done.
There you go. Huh?
Bernard, take a look.
Are you available for 21st weddings, etc.?
Not yet.
Ray, before you go, though, we have to do this. You say the numbers and I'll bark. And we'll, okay, go.
44. Good luck. See you. Bye.
Well, write down 44.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.